Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are sharing with you on the subject of developing the fruit of love in your life. God has called every single one of us to walk in love. It is a commandment of God. It is the rule of authority in our life. In John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." This love is the agape, God kind of love. It is a love which comes from realizing and understanding the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. Every single person is valuable, they are precious, and they are of great worth. And God has commanded us to walk in love. By this, all men are going to know that we truly are His disciples, because we're going to love people unconditionally. We're going to love people without reservation. We're going to love people without having them have to love us back. Regardless of the way they act toward us, we are going to walk in love towards them. It is a commandment of God. It is an order of God that is laid down. It's the rule of authority, and you're not going to have any choice in it. It's not, I decide to do it today, and I decide tomorrow I'm not going to do it. There's no retreat or no choice. It is a commandment of God, and you need to receive it as so, and let it rule your life, praise God. Romans 5:8, God commanded His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I tell you, He already showed His love. And now we have a spirit of love in us. We now have a brand new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ, and we can walk in love at all times. It is His commandment that we love one another. It's the royal law, according to Scripture. We're going to love our neighbor as ourself, and the Bible says you do well. We are to put on this charity, the love, which is the bond of perfectness. We've already seen the fact that we have a debt to mankind, and that is to love one another. If we're truly walking in love, then we're not going to be doing destructive things. We're going to be constructive. And we saw the fact that in the last broadcast about how Paul prayed for three of the churches to be established in love. In Ephesians, he prayed for them to be rooted and grounded in love, and that they would know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, so that they would be filled with all the fullness of God. He prayed for the church at Philippi, Philippians 1:9, that their love would abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. He prayed for the church over 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, to the church at Thessalonica, and he said, "The Lord make you to increase and abound in love toward another and toward one another and toward all men." God wants your love to be increasing and to abounding, overflowing, and it will be evident through your actions, through your words, through your attitudes that you have, and it's going to cause you to have your heart unblameable in holiness before the Lord. We also saw in the last broadcast how that love is something that we do regardless of the way people act toward us. He talks about loving your enemies. If we love our enemies, we're going to bless those that curse us. We're not going to curse them back. We're going to bless those that curse us. We're going to do good to those that hate us. We're not going to retaliate. We're going to pray for those which despitefully use us and persecute us, not write them off. We're going to pray for them, that we might be the children of our Father which is in heaven. For He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And He says, if you love those that love you, what reward have you? Don't even the publicans or the sinners the same? Sure they do. We should be walking in the God kind of love, which is going to show forth that we're going to love one another regardless of how they treat us. In fact, He says, you're to be perfect even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, at the conclusion of the last broadcast, we were talking about how love acts. First principle is God's love is going to give out. John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave. He gave His only begotten Son. If we're going to walk in love, we're going to give out to one another. Second principle is that love is going to be sincere and unfeigned. It's not going to be fake. It's going to be sincere from the heart. It's going to be genuine. Romans 12:9 talks about letting love be without dissimulation, and that refers to that our love is to be unfeigned, sincere, and genuine. Another principle, Romans 13:10, love works no ill to his neighbor. That means no injury or hurt. We're not going to do anything that is going to injure or hurt another if we're walking in the love of God. Another principle, 1 Corinthians 8:1, love edify. Charity edifies. We're going to build up. We're going to strengthen one another at all times. Another principle, Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, by love you serve one another. God wants you to be a servant. The greatest is the servant of all. If we're going to serve him, we're going to wait upon him, just like a waiter would wait upon a person. We're going to serve and wait upon one another to minister to each other's needs in their life. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter 1:15, it says that we're to love all the saints. We don't play pick and choose about who we love. We love all the saints. We see everyone as valuable and precious and of great worth. Over in Ephesians 4:2, another principle we saw is that we're to be forbearing one another in love. The word forbearing means to hold up another. We're going to be holding up one another in love, not cutting them down, not being destructive. We're not going to depart from holding up one another. We're going to be continually there to help show forth support. If you really show forth love, you're going to be supporting them. You're going to be encouraging them. You're going to be building them up in some way. Praise God. Ephesians 4:15. Here's another principle. We're to speak the truth in love. It says, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. God wants you to speak the truth in love. Whenever you speak it, be sure that you do it in love. Don't speak the truth with harshness. Don't speak the truth in a way that would be condemning. No, you speak the truth in love. Love is the atmosphere for optimum growth. It's going to edify. Even when you correct someone, it needs to be done in love. Be sure that you're always speaking the truth in love. Over in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible talks about the comfort of love. Love is also going to be showing comfort and tenderness to one another. Otherwise, there isn't going to be any harshness in love. There isn't going to be any condemnation in love. There isn't going to be any putting down or being one who criticizes and beats somebody down. If you're operating the love of God, it's going to be with comfort. It's going to be showing tenderness, praise God. Over in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, we see another principle about the God kind of love, and that is that love is a labor. The Bible says there in 1 Thessalonians 1:3 that he remembers without ceasing our work of faith, our labor of love, and patience of hope. Love is a labor. It's a toil or a work. We're gonna be working our love. We're going to be spending time laboring and working. It's showing there's going to be action, not just attitudes. But if we really have love, we're going to be out there showing it with a labor of love, because we're going to be acting in helping minister to the needs of others. Praise God. 1 Timothy 1:5 brings some more principles. It says the end of the commandment, which is love, is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. Here's some more principles of the God kind of love. It has a good conscience, it has a pure heart, and it has a faith unfeigned, genuine, sincere. This is the God kind of love. Another principle, James 2:8, says about fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture, that we love one another as ourself. And if we don't, if we have respect of persons, the Bible says we commit sin. This shows the fact that if we're walking in the God kind of love, we're not going to have respect of persons. We're going to respect every single one. We're not going to respect this person but not respect another. Love has no respect of persons. We're going to treat everyone the same, praise God. More principles in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 4 through 8. In the Amplified Bible, the Bible says that charity suffers long. That's the King James. The Amplified says that love endures long and is patient and is kind. If we are going to walk in the God kind of love, we're going to be long-suffering. We're going to be ones who are going to be not writing someone off, not getting easily provoked, but we're going to be long-suffering. We're going to continue with a long-suffering attitude towards every single person. It says it's kind. That means looking to be constructive, looking for a way to be constructive. It's an act of kindness. God wants an act of kindness coming forth. That shows the real God kind of love. Praise God. The God kind of love envies not. If we're envying not, that means we're not going to have any jealousy. We're not going to be possessive. We're not going to be thinking anything negative about people, to comparing ourselves to others, comparing others to us, or thinking better than ourselves, or whatever, what jealousy and envy always does. God says we're not going to have those kind of things if we're walking in the God kind of love. Charity or love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. It's not boastful. It doesn't brag. It's not anxious to impress. Also, what else does love do? Love is not going to be full of arrogancy. It's not going to be looking for itself to be self-important or cherishing their own ideas, not puffed up, not thinking about what they want to do. It's not selfish. It goes on in the next verse there, and it talks about how love does not behave itself unseemly, meaning that it's not rude. If we're walking in love, we're not going to be rude. We're going to have good manners. We're not going to be a rude person in the way we speak to others. Another principle in verse 5, it says that he seeks not her own. Love does not seek her own. It's not selfish. It doesn't insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. Also, it says love is not easily provoked. We're not going to be easily provoked. We don't take offense easily. We're not irritable, touchy, or easily hurt. Also, another principle, love thinks no evil. Otherwise, it's going to think on good things. It doesn't keep score of wrongs. It doesn't hold grudges. This is the principles that must be established in you. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It rejoices when truth prevails, praise God. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It covers over with silence the negative things that happens in a person's life. It believes the best of a person. It continues in hope. And love, which is charity, never faileth. I'll tell you, the love of God will always work in every situation. God wants you to make the decision that you are going to walk in love towards every person. It means you're not going to give up on them. You're going to continue in the love of God. It is a commandment of God. It is the order of God in your life, and you need to make the decision that I'm going to walk in love. That shows that you are a true disciple of the Lord, not just toward believers, but towards all men. Walk in love and let that fruit abound in you. See you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,